Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're exploring a system really designed to push hyper-personalization in health and longevity, way beyond that sort of one-size-fits-all advice we often get.
That's right. And our source for this deep dive is a research study. It outlines the system they call State on Demand.
Okay. And our mission here is basically to unpack how the system uses AI, but also your specific unique data. I mean, everything from deep biology to, you know, your daily life.
Exactly. To create these incredibly customized, actionable plans just for you.
We want to look at the different kinds of data they use.
Yeah.
And, well, how the AI actually translates all that complex information into real steps you can take.
Right. How it creates something useful from it all.
Okay. Let's dive in then. So the basic problem, I think many of us feel this, right? Generic health advice. It just often doesn't cut it.
Yeah. Whether it's diet, lifestyle.
Yeah.
Can be limiting.
And there's just so much information out there. Trying to figure out what's genuinely right for your body, your situation, it can feel, well, overwhelming.
Totally. And this state-on-demand approach, it really tries to cut through that noise. It uses AI to synthesize, you know, huge amounts of your personal data.
To understand you on a much deeper level.
Exactly, on a granular level.
So what kind of data are we actually talking about? You said it goes deep.
Oh, yeah. It starts with fundamental biology. Things from blood tests. So they're looking at key markers like hsCRP, that's for inflammation,
right?
Or HbA1c for your long-term blood sugar control. And of course, the standard stuff too, like cholesterol, vitamin D, B12 panels.
Okay, but it doesn't stop there, you mentioned.
No, not at all. They layer in your genetic predispositions. So knowing if you have certain gene variants like MTHFR, that affects B vitamin processing, or APOE variants, which are related to metabolism,
yeah,
that helps the system understand potential underlying tendencies.
Makes sense.
But what's really interesting, I think, is they also bring in dynamic epigenetic data, specifically DNA methylation patterns.
Okay. Epigenetics. So that's not just the fixed genes, but how they're actually acting right now.
Precisely. It shows how your genes are currently being expressed, how they're responding to your environment, your lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the static blueprint.
Got it. So it's like seeing how the environment is reading the code in real time.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. Then, on top of that, they add real-world data from your daily life.
Like for my smartwatch.
Exactly. Wearable data is key. Analyzing your sleep patterns, activity levels, and importantly, heart rate variability, HRV, which gives insights into stress and recovery.
And then there's stuff you tell it.
Yes. Information you provide, like allergies, food preferences, dislikes, the practical thing.
Okay, and then there was this other layer you mentioned.
Yeah.
Something about ancient wisdom.
Right. This is quite unique. The system actually incorporates your Ayurvedic dosha profile. It considers your Vata, Pitta, or Kapha characteristics.
Ayurveda, so bringing in that traditional perspective on mind-body types.
Exactly. It adds another dimension. You know, Vata is linked to movement, Pitta to metabolism, Kapha to structure. Integrating this helps make the recommendations feel more, well, holistic.
Wow. Okay. So you've got genes, blood work, epigenetics, wearables, your preferences, and your dosha profile. That's a lot of data. How does the AI actually handle all that?
It uses it to build what the study calls a constantly evolving digital twin of you.
Digital twin.
Yeah, think of it like a dynamic data-driven model that mirrors your current state biologically, lifestyle-wise. The AI uses this twin to sort of simulate and predict how different changes might affect your specific system.
Okay, so based on this super detailed digital model,
yeah,
it spits out personalized plans, what's actually in them.
It's pretty comprehensive. First, dietary regimens, and not just eat this, not that. We're talking personalized meal ideas tailored to your data, your goals, maybe gut health or detox, but also your food preferences, even cultural background.
And supplements too, right? That area can be so confusing.
Definitely. It gives bespoke recommendations, suggesting specific forms like maybe vitamin D3 is better for you based on your data, or pinpointing dosages for things like B12 based on your biomarkers and genetics.
Does it tackle complex stuff like NAD plus precursors,
yes,
and R, NMN, all that?
Yeah, it guides you on potential options there too, based on your individual profile. It helps navigate those complex choices.
What else is in the plan?
Timing, chrononutrition. So guiding when to eat based on your body's natural rhythms. It might incorporate personalized intermittent fasting, like time-restricted eating, but optimized for your sleep and activity patterns.
So it's not just what, but when.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just food and supplements. It's holistic, lifestyle recommendations, like specific mindfulness practices, maybe certain breathwork exercises, and uniquely suggestions for multisensory inputs.
Multisensory inputs, like sounds or...
Yeah, like particular sounds, visuals, even adjusting room temperature, things designed to kind of support habit formation and your overall well-being.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned AI is doing a lot here, but there's a human element too.
Oh, absolutely critical. The AI generates powerful recommendations, sure, but it's not the final word. Qualified nutritionists or medical doctors actually review and refine the plans.
Ah, okay. That seems really important for safety, for trust.
Exactly. And it brings in that human judgment, that empathy an algorithm just doesn't have. Plus, their feedback helps the AI learn and get better over time. It's a loop.
Right. So bring it all together. Why is this approach potentially so powerful for, you know, for you listening?
Well, it really shifts the focus from just reacting to problems to proactively optimizing your health.
It's about boosting your health span, right? The number of years you spend feeling good and vital.
Precisely. By giving you these super actionable insights and a dynamic strategy based on the most complete picture possible of your unique biology and life.
So to wrap up this deep dive, the real power seems to be in combining all these different data sources, genes, habits, ancient wisdom with smart AI.
And that essential human expertise.
It paints this picture of a future where your health plan isn't generic, it's not static.
But it's alive. It's a dynamic strategy, constantly adapting, truly as unique as you are.
Which leaves us with a thought for you to mull over. Imagine having that kind of continuously optimized, personalized strategy. What level of real proactive control could that give you over your own long-term health and well-being?